a resolution is generated at the local school board level. So an individual board member would have an idea of some things they'd like to see changed in the state, write a resolution to that effect, how they would like it to be changed at the legislative level, and then get the approval of their local board first. And that's what we did last night. The resolution does say that with training above and beyond concealed carry, that they would have to go through several steps and procedures to be approved by the board before they're allowed to do such a thing. The resolution then has a statement of rationale explaining why this is an issue and why it's important, and supporting documents. And so this, now that it's been passed by our local board, will be sent to the state, Illinois Association of School Boards. They have a resolutions committee there that reviews all the resolutions that come in, and they're from all over the state on a huge variety of topics. And at the resolutions committee, they'll review them, they'll get some legal opinions, and then they will vote as a committee whether or not to recommend that the state association adopts this as like a position statement. And so if it were to get voted and approved, it would go to the annual conference in November, the Illinois Association of School Boards annual conference, where one member from every school board in the state of Illinois can vote whether or not to adopt that resolution as a position statement for the whole group. And then if that were passed at the annual conference, then our lobbyists in Springfield will take that and lobby for legislation that either supports or provides the result that we are requesting in the resolution. Even if it were to be adopted in November, then somehow some legislator somewhere would have to write a bill that would fill out all the details of how something like that would work.
If that is indeed the case and it gets that far, it would still have to come back to the Mercer County School Board to actually then act on some type of procedure allowing the teachers to seek training if they so desire.
Right. It would have to get past the House, it would have to get past the Senate and signed by the governor into law. And then if that does happen, then if the bill is worded in a way that reflects what our resolution says, it gives the schools an option, then probably in the bill somewhere they would write out specifically what kind of training they would require at the state level for this. There'll be a lot of details that we would have to see what happens down in Springfield before we know what the content of it would be. And once it was a law, then each individual school district would decide if they think that is what is best for their school. Some school districts are extremely comfortable with that and would happily start up a program such as that. Other school districts are adamantly opposed to it. I've spoken to school board members from southern Illinois all the way up to the Chicago suburbs, and the opinions are vastly different based on where they live and what their community approves of.